Hello, this is Florian speaking. Hello, Florian speaking.
And Björn
Hi.
speaking. Hi, Italo.
Hi, Italo, Florian here.
Hi, Andreas.
Hi Andreas, Florian here.
Florian. Who is
Hi.
there? Only you?
Italo,
No,
hi.
no, no.
Italo.
I'm just quick in replying.
Hmm?
I said I'm just quick in replying.
Who is taking notes today?
Just wait until the others are there.
I
We're having
don't
Italo and
want to
Björn, I
quit.
guess. You and me, so some people are missing anyway. So, Andreas, when will you be at CeBIT? Which days are you attending?
Yes.
Which days? Yes, it's no days.
What? No
Which
days?
days are you
From
attending?
Thursday to Saturday.
Ah, okay.
I'm a bit longer there than you.
Hello, this is
Hello.
Thorsten.
Hi,
Hi,
Thorsten.
Thorsten.
Hi.
I also stay until Saturday. Decided to stay one day longer in Hanover.
You? Oh no.
Yeah.
You will also leave on Saturday?
Yeah, I wanted to leave on Friday, but now I'll leave on Saturday at 4:30.
Ah.
Thought that having a
Short
6-hour train ride
leave.
for 24 hours is not worthwhile.
No, it's not too hard.
Hello, who just joined?
Quellen.
Hi, Quellen.
Quellen.
Hi.
Actually, I'm right in the middle of packing my stuff for CeBIT and printing documents and lots of stuff. Let's wait 2 or 3 more minutes. I think we have no quorum anyway. Oh, don't we do, we do. Okay, so it seems the agenda I sent to the list is the current one. Just reordered a bit.
Is the agenda in the wiki or not?
Yeah, I put it into the wiki on the BOD meetings page.
3 items.
No, 9.
No, not.
But there are actually at least 4 very quick ones.
Four? Moment. Moment.
1 to 4 is rather quick. Okay, shall we start? It's 5 past. Or is anyone missing from whom we know he joined?
Yeah, fine by me.
Okay, who's taking minutes? Any volunteers for that? Italo, can you do?
Yes, just
Thanks.
have to open a suitable program.
Ah, perfect.
Okay.
So don't worry about the form. We have no template yet. I'll try to bring it into a form then. So first thing, so you're keeper of the minutes. I volunteer to be the session chair.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Charles Schulz speaking. I'm
Ah, hi
around as
Charles.
well. Hello, everybody.
Okay, so then let's start. Italo just was volunteered to keep the minutes, and I volunteered to be the session chair. So Italo, you have to put those two names in the minutes.
I have to make a list of the attendees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The first thing is you have to write down that you keep the minutes and that I'm the session chair, and the next item is the name of the attendees and whether you're a BODC toller or not, or deputy. Okay, so then, you ready, Italo?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so I think we have Italo, we have Charles, we have Torsten, we have Quaylen, then we have myself, then
Olivier.
Olivier, exactly, sorry,
yeah.
Forgot you.
And
then we have Andreas and Björn.
Right.
Did I forget anyone?
No.
Okay, so we have actually Björn, you're here.
Did you say the?
I'm reading out again. I'm sorry, I'm too quick. So we have BODC tollers are Italo, Charles, Torsten, Quaylen, Olivier, and Florian. And
yes.
We have two deputies, Andreas and Björn. And I think, Björn,
yes.
You are here for Michael.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes seven votes.
Mm-hmm.
Seven possible votes. Exactly. Okay, that's perfect. So we have...
Okay.
So we have point D, representation. So BOD chair and chair deputy are here, so we have a quorum, and we have seven out of seven seats. So we also do have a quorum. So yes, we have a quorum today. Just let me see what we have to write in. So we have seven votes, we have a quorum, and we need at least four votes for a positive vote. And I confirm that the invitation was sent in time, and yeah, exactly. So great. Then, so much for the formalities. I actually have four quick approvals that we have to make. The first one is, we already discussed it, but now that we're an entity, we have to vote again. So right now, it's still Frodiff paying the fees for the service, and what we have to do is to get into contact with our hoster. They're called Hetzner, and I just want to have an approval that we switch over the hosting contract from Frodiff over to TDF, so Torsten and I can sign the contract. So shall we have a vote?
Yeah.
Or any questions? Okay, then Italo?
It's okay for me.
Charles?
Yes, I agree.
Torsten?
Yeah, I agree.
Quaylen?
Yes, fine.
Florian plus one as well. Olivier?
Yes, okay.
And Björn?
Okay.
Makes 7 out of 7 votes, so it's approved. Same story for the domains. They're hosted at Domain Discount 24. That's the name of the domain provider, and same here. We have to move the contract from Frodef to TDF, so I'd like to have your approval of this as well. So, Italo?
Yes, sir.
Charles?
Yes.
Torsten?
Yes.
Quaylen?
Yes, Stefan.
Plus one from my side. Olivier?
Yes.
And Björn?
Yes.
7 out of 7 approved. Two more. Same story we discussed about the certificate. So I will prepare the documents for the CA Cert organization validation, and we'll try to sign them together with Torsten tomorrow on CBIT and hand them over to CA Cert. No fees involved, and I just need your approval that we would like to do that. We have discussed it before, but we need a formal approval. So, Italo?
Yeah.
Charles?
Yes.
Torsten?
Yeah.
Quillen?
Yes.
Plus one from Florian. Olivier?
Yes.
Björn?
Yes.
7 out of 7 approved. Something more exciting. Actually, my last item is we need to formally add Intel to the advisory board, because 2 weeks ago We set the advisory board in place, but Intel was not public there, so we need to vote on that. So, Italo?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Thurston?
Yes, of course.
Quaylen?
Seems okay.
Okay, from my side as well. Olivier?
Yes.
Bjorn?
Yes.
Okay, 7 out of 7, that means Intel is now officially part of our advisory board. Then I may hand over to you, Thorsten. You had action item adding new members to the ESC.
Yes, thank you, Florian. So the ESC proposes 3 additional individuals for being member of that of the Engineering Steering Committee, which would be Lionel Eli Mamana, acting as an individual, and Marcus Morhart, also acting as an individual, and third one, Stefan Bergmann from Red Hat. And I'm seeking board approval to add those to the ESC.
Okay, so I'm just reading out the names again then. Are there any questions? No? Okay. Italo?
It's okay for me.
Charles?
Yes, it's okay for me as well.
Thorsten?
Yes.
Quaylen?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, from my side. Olivier?
Yes.
And Bjorn?
Yes.
Okay, so it's approved. By the way, sorry, Andreas, that I don't call the name. I just, for the formalities, call the names of those who are eligible to vote. Of course, you're allowed to speak, so don't get me wrong with that. just so you know.
I'm relaxed.
Perfect. Okay, then actually we're at action item 6 out of 9. It's pretty fast for today. Thorsten again, request for travel bursary for Hackfest participants.
Yes, yeah, so probably the first question to you, Florian, how's the budget looking? I count roughly, let's say, 4 or 5 volunteer participants that have already signed up, expressing their wish to participate. But they are not in any way local to Hamburg. They are volunteers. So I would propose to support them with a travel bursary if they want to come. We should cap that probably at some reasonable amount, let's say, I don't know, 100 or 150 euro. That will be travel only. We will see to accommodate people locally here with a couch surfing, if at all possible. So yeah, but first of all, question to you, Florian, how's the budget looking?
So roughly, let me quickly check. I can't tell you in detail. Should be pretty good, but let me check the accounts quickly. So we have up-to-date numbers. Second, just have to log in here. Can I'll update you. Just querying the PayPal account and the bank account at the moment. So, we have about, that's PayPal and the bank account give, we have a balance without the, it's still a draft, but we have without the capital stock a balance of about 50,000 euro. And looking at the current planning that we have on hand, that would leave us, including a safety reserve of 15,000 euro, which I've just planned in for safety reasons, would a status quo budget of about 9,360 euro. Might change a bit, but that's the rough number. So from my side, I think we do have some budget left for the Hackfest. Looking at the numbers, is it roughly 1,000 euro to plan in? Is that what you had in mind?
Yeah, I would probably even ask for less, but surely 1,000 is a nice round sum. Going forward, we should probably do plan for those things like with a travel budget for various things, but in advance, The problem now is that if people want to travel reasonably cheaply, they need to book now, at least when they want to fly. We're close before the 6 weeks time when flight prices start to get expensive. So for this case, I would like to ask for this rather burdensome extra approval. And if you suggest 1,000, then I'm asking for €1,000. And
it's just a limit if we don't need it. I'm all for capping at some amount, but just as a planning amount, roughly €1,000. If it's only 700, even better.
Okay, so I hereby make the motion to the board to approve €1,000 for Hackfest travel bursaries.
Just one limitation, what we can talk probably with Mike about tomorrow, whether any tax implications, any limitations that we have to follow, because I have no knowledge on that. So it might be that we have to cap it at a certain amount, but we should check that tomorrow, I guess.
Okay, was that amendment? Should we vote on that?
Yeah, I think so. Any questions from the BOD? Okay, so Italo?
It's okay for me.
Charles?
It's okay for me as well.
Thorsten?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Quaylen?
Yes, in fine.
Agreed from my side as well. Olivier?
Yes.
Bjorn?
Yes.
Okay, 7 out of 7. That means this is approved, given, and that's the amendment, given that it's possible tax-wise, which I do think, but let's check that tomorrow. Okay. So then we have two more public items from my side, and one for the private call. The public one would be a bit about the LibreOffice conference, how the plannings are going and how we should oversee that, and then having a quick look at the tasks list. And the private item would be about collecting donations. We will make that public as soon as possible. Are there any other action items you would like to discuss about, or is that it for today? Okay, that's good. So let me sum up and then hand over to Andreas. So we have we had two applicants for the LibreOffice conference, and Berlin was elected, so the conference will take place in Berlin. We still have no date. It will be between September and November. We should have clarification on that soon. And Thorsten and I will meet Jacqueline tomorrow at CeBIT. She's the lead organizer, so to speak. And Andreas wanted to, propose that we somehow oversee the organization. That's something that we did the last years at OpenOffice.org, where John and I, or Peter and I, overlooked the organization, where the actual work was done by the organizers. It was a bit different last year, where most of the work has been done by the local Paris team, but I think it makes sense to do some oversight. So, Andreas.
Florian, if the Berlin team, well, the German community, rather, I guess, would like some help or some input, just let me know. I'll be happy to help you informally.
That would be cool, definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think it's we need to get back from Jacqueline how the master plan is and what's the milestones and what she is thinking, what she will do next, and so we can maybe you can help her in getting some items solved, because I think the time to September to November is not so long that we should start in summer. We should start yet, and we had to see if it's working, and if not, then you and others who have already organized a conference can help. I think so.
Okay, well, just ping me in, and I'll try to be there.
Yeah, because you have experience in getting sponsors and so on and things.
I think timelines would be the most interesting thing, that we have a rough timeline. I remember John drafted something for some of the OO cons, that we have a rough timeline when it's best to do something. Maybe Charles, as a start, if that's okay, if I can connect you and Jacqueline, so you can just have an informal talk and she gets some input.
Just make sure that, you know, I think the thing that will cost you a lot more pain will not actually be the, because I understand obviously the German team already has a place, a location for the conference.
Yeah, as far as I know, yes.
Well, so that will be smooth, because once you basically have hashed out the big details on how it's supposed to work, you know, that's fine. But the big thing will be anything that comes extra. Mm-hmm. That is the social events. Okay. If you have guests, special guests you'd like to propose, that is going to eat you. And then what's going to eat you even more will be the travel requests and the visas and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard from many organizers, that it's really burdensome.
Visas will give you a headache.
Yeah. We'll be right now looking at the budget, which might change, of course, over time, but right now TDF itself cannot invest, at least without sponsors, a lot of money into the conference, so we might not be able to throw, for example, 5 or 10,000 euro into the conference this year. That's something I think the German team has to keep in mind. I'm at the moment not directly involved, so Jacqueline has most of the details. That's why I say the German team. Of course, I'm on the list like many others, but most information at the moment is at Jacqueline's. But I think that's important to remember, and my plan would indeed be that not TDF itself is looking for sponsors, TDF can support that, but rather FroDev as the organizer. So like the last years, even if it's in the same country, that we have the local organization taking care of most of the things with support by TDF, but most things should be rooted through the local organization. That's what I would propose.
Okay.
I think so. I think it makes sense. Okay, so I think as a first step, we just connect you two, and then I guess the German team will have a call anyway, and then we can see where we stand. And just from time to time, I think we should request some status updates to like experienced people like you, Charles, see whether there is the urge to take action.
Yeah, Sophie is also a good resource for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she helped me a lot with Paris, but she, if you remember, she also helped with Lyon.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Ah, that's good to know. Okay, so Andreas, anything else to this point, or are we done for today on that?
I think we have done. We will ask Jacqueline tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, then let's just have a quick look at the tasks. I'm opening the page for the first time in a while, I must confess, so I can bring you on the latest status. Let me see, that's what I have to do. Quick status update, I think let's distribute the work on the mailing list. Status update is the following. Regarding insurances, I have a pre-filled questionnaire here. Thorsten and I will sign tomorrow and will send in to the insurance company so we get a concrete offer. I asked the German Association, and there are two insurances. That's the D&O, Directors and Officers Insurance, and the Liability Insurance together cost about 1,000 euro per year. We estimated twice as much in the budget, so there should be enough room. But as soon as I have an offer, I will let you know. Then let me see. Maybe Björn and Andreas, we discussed this last week in a German call. Maybe you can give a quick update on the investment of the 50,000 euro?
I think Björn could do it.
Yes, I phoned around a bit. And the last time we came to the conclusion that we don't want to invest more than 5 years because the conditions are too bad currently for longer investments. And I checked the offers that we had so far, and actually the ones we had were already fallen again in the time in between. And this leads us to the point that even a daily available money has better conditions than investing it for 5 years. So the rational thing to do would probably be to just put the money in a savings bank on a daily available account.
Andreas, I think you researched a bit the legal requirements for the money investment.
But I don't have it today in my head.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I checked all the banking, all the offers of the banks to at least have deposit insurance. They all have. And of course, they're also all covered by the political insurance of the German state. But yeah, the important part is the deposit insurance. Apart from that, the conditions for investment are so bad currently that we have would get 2.45% per year for 5 years investment, and we would actually get 2.55 or 2.7% if it's daily available. Although the last two are floating, but the first of those is at least guaranteed for 6 months. So I don't really see a point in making a long-term investment right now with the money.
Mm.
And I also checked back if there are any costs involved for the accounts, and there's, at least for the 5-year investments, there's none on both saving banks.
Okay.
I can write that stuff in a short mail, the important data, and send it to everyone interested or something. It's probably better than discussing it on the phone.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm just quickly going through the list. So what else do we have? Let me just go to the end. There are a few small updates I've spotted. Then the LibreOffice Doc mail forwarders. Maybe some of you remember we had a kind offer from a sponsor in Berlin. They host email on a professional basis, and they offered that we can issue LibreOffice.org mail forwarders or even real mailboxes. So that system technically works. They didn't want to have a concrete contract in paper form with us. What we need to come up with, and that's something Torsten and I will look into, at least based on the task list, but I can do so, is we need a small document stating that like we can revoke those addresses anytime, and they shouldn't be abused, and there's spam virus filtering. So as soon as we have that, we can offer that, and the plan is to offer it to TDF members. That's a quick status update on that. Then with regards to the trademark transfer, our lawyer Mike has prepared the documents already, and Torsten and I will sign them tomorrow. So in due time, the TDF trademarks will be transferred from ProDev to TDF. And then the same will happen with the domains, like we just voted. Then let me see. Okay, then I have here a budget plan. I'd like to make the budget plan public as soon as possible, but I think that at least some more people should have a look into. So if you find some time, it's not urgent today, but if you find some time over the next, let's say, 1 or 2 weeks, to have a small look and see if you can improve something, let me know. Otherwise, I'd like to make the budget public as a non-binding draft in the next 1 or 2 weeks, so people know what we're planning, and I think it could also be very helpful for future fundraising to say we need more money for this and that, and that's what we have.
Hey, Florian.
Yes?
I saw in the budget that for the advisory board, only Susie paid the advisory board fee. We plan for the remaining seat.
Again, your voice was cut off.
Hello.
I yes. Couldn't hear you. Can you say it again?
Do we have a plan for the remaining seats of the advisory board to pay for the fees?
Right now, we're investigating the tax implications. I don't want to go into too much detail here in public. We can do it later on. The current budget I have drafted with the about 9,000 euro plus 15,000 euro reserve is totally without any advisory board fees at the moment, and Torsten and I will investigate what's best in terms of taxes, how to handle the advisory board fees, so they don't even count it in for the moment.
Okay, thank you.
So it's just a tax detail to see how we best handle that. That's something even the Foundation Head Association wasn't sure of, so we need to investigate a bit more.
Yeah, the question is that if you show that Red Hat, Intel are open with us, it may sound not very beautiful.
You mean if you mention the concrete amount they pay?
I'm using Skype, so it's not good for the audio. But I think it's not very advisable to show that the advisory board is still open with respect to fees with some okay.
Got the point.
That will raise questions.
Yes, it might even be that advisory board members don't prefer to have the concrete fee mentioned in public at all. So
correct.
It might indeed be that we have an internal budget with the exact amount per seat holder and have a public budget with just a generic amount. Let's say we have, I don't know, 70,000 euro, just as an example, in advisory board fees without mentioning exactly who paid what.
I prefer that because it
yeah.
may create some friction.
Yeah, I agree. I think it makes sense. It's a rather sensible topic. Good point. Okay. Maybe we can... not necessary to vote on that now, but if you have all thought about it, we can do so already. We talked about this last time with the bank account variant. That means, at least in German law, I don't know how it's for the US or the UK, the access to a bank account of an organization is on an individual basis. So TDF Germany, the Stiftung, has its bank account, or will soon have when it's transferred, and then you grant access to the account on an individual basis. You say this person, this natural person, and this natural person, they have warrant, they have full access to the bank account. They can withdraw money, they can ask for changes with bank, and so on. Effective for the TDF, so you represent them. And we need to decide on who should have a bank account warrant. I think it makes sense, it's my personal opinion, it makes sense to have the four German people have that bank warranty just because of the language, and the plan would then be that we, on a, for example, weekly, biweekly, or monthly basis, forward the account extract, the balance, to the list, to the internal list, so you're all up to date. But I think, for example, if Olivier has a bank card for the German bank and resides in Brazil, it doesn't make too much sense. It just means sending out a form to each and any country to get the signature. So my proposal would actually be to have Torsten, Andreas Björn, and myself getting a bank warrant to be able to look into the bank account and talk directly to the bank, and we forward the information to you. That would be my proposal. Shall we wait? Shall we vote on that already? You have questions on that?
Oh, for sure. It's, I don't need a bank card from Germany. doesn't make too much sense.
It's for the German Association, for example, it's similar. I'm in the board of directors for the German Association as well, and to one account, I don't have a full bank warrant because I just don't need it. I'm not involved in the accounting here. And for the TDF account that belongs to FODEF, two board members, one of them is me, have the bank warrant, and the third board member doesn't because it just didn't make so much sense. So it's quite usual. But of course, if someone of you insists on getting that, it's no problem. But that would be my proposal. So shall we have a quick vote, or do you want to postpone that to next week or subsequent week?
Well, for me, I can tell you I don't need a bank, German.
Then I propose we have a vote, and
hold on. Maybe we should just wait, since I'm stepping in for Michael when we have the non-German directors all on board.
Okay, then let me propose the following. Good point. Okay, then let's do the vote on the mailing list. That's probably the best.
Mm.
Indeed. Let's make it that way. Just wanted to say let's catch a chance when we're all together, but it might make sense. So then I will send the next days a mail to the list, and I ask to all of you to reply to that, to cast your vote, and then everybody has a chance to give his comment. Makes sense. Indeed.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think from my side, that's it. We have a few other action items, but we can discuss that another time. So is there anything you would like to mention during the public call? I propose to have a private call with at least one action item later on. Otherwise, we would close this this public call for the while. Okay, and let me just quickly call, so we know if someone was kicked out of the call. Mention just all of your names again. Let me know if you're still here with us. It's in case someone left in the middle of the meeting, let us know. We can put it in the minutes then. Otherwise, if now everybody is here, I assume you all stayed during the meeting. So, Italo, you're here?
Yes, yeah.
Charles?
Of course, I'm taking notes.
Yes, I'm here.
Thorsten?
Yeah, still here.
Quaylen, you here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here as well, obviously. Olivier is here.
Yes, Olivier is there.
Björn talked as well. And Andreas, you're here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so thank you very much. Then hear everyone in 1 or 2 minutes in the private room, I think.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks and goodbye.
Yeah.